Hey, guess what? It's our anniversary show. It's the Amy and Susan anniversary. A year ago today, we had our first Because Show part two. And we interviewed Jeanette, one of our good friends. So we hope you enjoy this anniversary special. Actually, it's not really that special. It's just a regular show. But, you know, it's always nice to have, you know, some sort of anniversary.
Commemorate.
Yeah.
We're commemorating.
We're commemorating. And here's the commemoration show.
Thanks, everybody. We appreciate that you keep listening. Keep doing it. Hey everybody, and welcome to the Because Show, the only podcast that is so freaking relaxed right now, you would not even believe it.
Not even believe it.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Susan.
And we're the Because Show.
Welcome everybody.
And I'm so relaxed right now, you want to know why?
Are you on some sort of drug?
No, I am on the drug of having a long weekend.
Oh.
I worked at home today.
Yeah.
And sometimes on holiday weekends we get, quote, early release, which sounds dirty, it's not. So yeah, 2 o'clock, they were like, everybody's off. And I was already at home. So I was like, blink, done.
Nice.
And then I have tomorrow off and I'm just, I had a busy week and I'm so chill right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, do you get Monday off too?
No, why would I get Monday off?
Cesar Chavez Day.
Oh, no.
Oh.
We only get Easter stuff.
Oh.
Or I don't know, what is it, Good Friday?
Yeah, Good Friday.
It's great to have a holiday off that you don't have to celebrate.
Yeah.
And you don't, it's just like, I'm going to get my nails done.
Yeah.
I'm going to relax. It's going to be great.
Awesome.
I know.
I'm just getting, well, I'm not off of spring break right now, but I'm kind of in the middle of spring break.
Mm-hmm.
We get a whole week plus Monday,
nice.
Cesar Chavez. So it's like you get to Friday and you're like, oh, I have to go to work on Monday. I'm like, oh, wait, no, I don't.
Yay. I know, it's so great.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing for Easter? You got big plans?
Well, what we did is we did Easter a week early.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the kids that I called the Easter Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
I called his cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I set it up so that he would come to Palm Springs to Grandma and Grandpa's house.
And your kids were like, Mom, we know you're full of crap.
Nope.
Okay.
They were like, you did? Oh, that's great.
Okay.
They were so excited. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, the Easter Bunny came.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so cute. We like make their Easter baskets and then put them by the door. So when they wake up, they're out there. And my husband, John, woke up early and hid all the Easter eggs that I had prepared the night before out in the yard. So they get their baskets and they're like, oh, thank you, Easter Bunny. Thank you. It was so cute.
That's super cute.
Yeah.
Very cute.
So that was fun.
Well, I'm going to a friend's, a very nice new friend of mine, newish, who has a big like bake fest on Easter Sunday.
Ooh.
It's going to be a real Easter thing. It's going to be fun.
Cool.
I mean, no Jesus or anything.
Is there going to be Easter egg hunts or anything?
I think so. Benji won't be with me, but I think there'll be kids there and they'll have an Easter egg hunt.
Cool.
And lots of Easter-y colors
and
candies and cakes and stuff. It's going to be fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Here's a hint for people that are doing an Easter egg hunt. Maybe this is for next year because Easter probably already passed when this is out.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, for next year, if you get the eggs with the little holes in the top for like easy open eggs, don't put like bunny crackers in them because they will get full of ants.
Oh.
Yeah. So Charlie was opening
one
of
his
Easter
eggs, Bunny.
And he's like, he was opening them. He's like, oh, this one has pretzels in it.
And bugs.
Oh, this one. He's opening another one. Oh, this one has candy eggs in it. Oh, this one has ants. And sure enough, like all these ants tumbled out and like got all over him. It was like, ah.
Happy Easter.
Yeah.
That one's from Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so
funny.
There you go.
All right.
But we dyed eggs and did all that
good.
Fun stuff too.
I've dyed eggs a couple times in my day and it's really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. We got this new dye kit that's like a glitter egg.
Ooh, glitter egg.
So you like dye the egg.
Those for like the gay bunnies.
Yeah.
Lay the glitter eggs.
Yeah.
Okay.
The glitter eggerati. So you dye it and then you let it dry. And then you put it in this bag and then you drip glue, this special glue on it in the bag, rub it around so it gets the glue all over the egg. And then dump glitter in and rub that all around on it. And then you set it in the drying rack.
Oh.
And they look really cool.
I bet they did.
They look like little disco balls.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
Now, I haven't tried like cracking it and deshelling it and eating it.
Yeah,
but I imagine the glitter is just going to get all over
don't
the
eat
egg.
It. That sounds cool. Yeah. Take a picture and then throw it away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good plan.
All right. We're going to start our podcast.
We're going to get right into it.
We have a lot to talk about. I've been adding notes since we've been multitasking here.
Okay. Awesome.
So we have a letter, overdue letter to address.
Yes, we do. And I'm going to read it to you
now. Okay, good. I'm going to follow along. This is from, we're going to call her Fifi.
We're going to call her Fifi, and I'm going to read the letter now. Here it goes. Hey, you guys. Been listening to you guys for about 4 months now. Found you through Jim and Aaron on the Bald Move.
Hmm.
A little about myself. I'm a 35-year-old Canadian lesbo living in Denver, Colorado. Was supposed to be flying to California, but bought a snowboarding pass and have been here for 5 years now. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like snowboarding.
That's really spontaneous.
She continues, I love hearing all of your stories of life, especially Amy with the dating scene. Ever think about switching teams?
Thought about it, rejected it.
Yeah. I have never had a relationship last longer than 3 years. Bah, it gets so frustrating. The moment that the penny drops that this isn't going to be forever. I remember one time I was getting my hair done by a friend and a girl I was seeing was there and she wouldn't stop shitting in the toilet and smelling up the place.
This is why we should not go out, Fifi.
Not kidding. She went like 5 times and my friend saw that moment on my face. I dumped her a couple of days later, pun intended. Actually jumped off a bus to get away from her, LOL. Anyways, great show, guys. Do you have any stories of the moment you realized that the person you are seeing is not the one? Cheers, Fifi. Now, she actually sent this letter in February, middle of February.
Yep. We are supremely busy people.
Yeah, we are.
We get like thousands of letters every day. We have to pick them so carefully, the ones we're going to read.
Yeah.
That's not true. There's nothing about that that's true. We just didn't get a chance to do it till now.
Yeah.
So I guess Fifi isn't really asking for advice. She's just telling us a story.
No, she's just telling us a story. And she wrote back.
Oh, yeah. She
because
was
we were not able to get to that story right away.
Right.
And it was, we tried.
Yeah, we tried.
We tried, but then we'd run out of time.
Yeah.
So then middle of March, a month later, she wrote back and said, hey, guys, so glad you guys are back. Amy, sorry you were so sick. I know how scary that can be. I'm glad things turned around for you. So all the buildup and no climax. I guess you did cover a good discussion about poop. Painting with it, LOL. I was laughing out loud at my office. That was when you had to paint.
Yeah, that was gross.
Yeah. But I'm not going to lie. I was looking forward to you guys discussing my email. Dot, dot, dot.
Here we are. We're doing it.
We're doing it. Anyways, keep up the good work.
Okay,
cheers.
Fifi.
So here we are.
Discussing it.
We're going to discuss this now.
But you might regret it.
Yeah. As a person.
Two people.
As two people who poop.
Yeah. A lot.
A lot. We would be very upset, concerned.
I mean, I'm sure the girlfriend was mortified.
Yeah,
that she had to keep pooping and smelling up the place.
Yeah,
that's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
But I mean, she had an upset stomach.
Yeah,
she had an upset stomach. So
I don't think she did it on purpose.
Probably not.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess she could have said like, "Sorry, guys," instead of pretended that it wasn't happening or whatever.
Right. Like maybe so like.
But it
mortified,
wasn't
like, oh God, I hope they don't smell it.
It wasn't like malicious, like hostility poop.
Malicious pooping.
Yeah, it wasn't like, haha, I'm gonna keep crapping. Yeah, like you gotta go.
Gotta go.
And if it's gross, you just kind of cross your fingers and hope nobody notices. But really, you jumped off a bus to get away from her?
Wow.
Just because of the poop? That's it?
Now, I feel that there's more to this story we're missing.
I think there's more to Fifi than she's talking about.
Yeah.
And more to the story.
More to the pooper as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Fifi, let us know because we think this story feels a little thin.
Yeah. Like, pardon the pun.
Yeah. You really just break up with, like, jump off a bus to get up away from someone just because she ate something bad.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Yeah. So there you go.
There you go.
So let us know a little more.
Although, you know what? I did break up with a guy once because he had a lisp.
Well, that's fine.
Because every time he said my name, he would say Thuthen.
Thuthen. Did you do it during sex?
No, I never had sex with him.
Yeah, Thuthen.
Well, I guess I didn't technically break up with him. Like, there were two dates, and I was like, I can't. I can't.
I'm trying to think of when I knew a person was not the one.
Yeah.
God, it's been so long.
There's been so many.
There's been so many.
It has been so long.
Yeah, I mean, my ex-husband was, I guess, a series of smaller realizations. I don't think it was a big, like, moment of clarity, right. You know, yeah. Before him. Well, okay, I have one story.
Okay.
So I dated a guy, we'll call him Jeff One.
Okay.
Because that's what I called him.
Okay.
And he was before I met my husband, so it was back in the 90s, and he was the best guy. He was the nicest, like, most considerate, level-headed. He was just a great guy, and he was so good to me. You know, after, you know, at that age, you date a bunch of dicks.
Yeah.
He was the first guy. Oh, he was so sweet to me and so good to me and caring, aww. And he was just a great guy and just, like, not the guy for me, you know? Oh. And I so wanted him to be the guy for me, but he just wasn't.
Yeah.
And we went to... We were in Chicago. We went to Navy Pier, and there was a fountain where you could make a wish.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember wishing that Jeff would find, like, marry a woman who woke up every day being so glad, feeling like she won the lottery to be with him, and I knew it was not going to be me.
Oh. Yeah.
It's one of my better girlfriend moments, like, sweeter girlfriend moments.
Yeah.
I wasn't always quite that generous with my thoughts, but with him, yeah. It was easy because he was a great guy.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I kind of did that, too.
Did you? What did you do?
There was a great guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know how great he was. He was great, but he could never make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
It was always like, "What do you want to do?" I don't know. Mm. What do you want to do? You decide. We'll do whatever you want to do. Like, everything was, like, catered to me.
Oh, that's
annoying.
Like, I'm
going to make
though.
You dinner. What do you want?
Oh, no, that's annoying.
I'm like, "Well,
that's
just make something
passive aggressive."
You know, just don't have mushrooms or green peppers in it. And he's like, "Well, no, tell me what you want.
Tell me
like,
what to do. Make all the decisions. Yeah,
make all the decisions about everything.
No, that's
and
no
I'm
good.
Like, God, fucking grow a pair of balls,
dude.
And
goodbye.
Use them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was like nice to a. Yeah. Is that nice though?
I don't think it's. I don't know if that's nice.
Yeah.
It's not mean, but it's just it's really frustrating. It's like a little passive aggressive or something.
I wanted to kick him in the dick.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Jeff One used to have this thing where when you talk to him, you may have noticed that I speak very quickly and my conversations tend to be very fast. And when I talked to him, he just had this thing where there would be like maybe a split second or two of silence before he'd answer me.
Uh-huh.
It drove me crazy. Like, here, I'm going to do it. You tell me something. Ask me something.
Okay. So let's go out to eat tonight. What restaurant do you want to go to? Or no, that's a question.
No, questions are good.
Oh, okay.
Do it again.
Okay.
But now you start over. Okay. Do it again.
Okay. Let's have sex tonight. Do you want to have sex?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like that. Like
yeah.
Every time.
Like there's always like, what is he thinking?
Yeah, I'm
about?
Like, is he just, are you ignoring me?
Are you processing?
Are you processing? Are you thinking about something? Come on, out with it.
Yeah. You know? Yes or no?
Totally. Oh, but he was a sweetheart and he married the next girl he dated after me. And I think they're pretty happy. So.
Oh, I hate it when that happens. Oh, it's like at least have like two or three before you.
No, I dated the next guy I married after him. No, oh, I married the next guy I dated after him.
Okay.
That came out wrong.
Yeah, that's funny.
<I know. laughs> So yeah.
All right.
But he was a sweet guy, and I just knew he just was not the guy for me.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that didn't happen because I would have been so mean to him.
Yeah.
And then I would have hated
like they
myself.
Like opened that
I would
door.
Have hated myself for
it. Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go.
Bleck.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on. Speaking of hating yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Headaches.
Let's well, yeah, have I have an update. So we have another letter. I don't know if we actually have it handy.
We do.
But we do have another listener who wrote us in about the headache stuff I was talking about last time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what it says.
It says...
This
it's
time
from,
I'm going to read it.
Okay, yeah, you read it this time because it's smaller print.
Okay, this is from Mimi.
Okay.
Good morning, Amy and Susan. Enjoyed your show yesterday. I'm always happy when I see a new one pop up into my podcast subscription list. I know it's going to be a good day when that occurs. And that was an excellent use of a semicolon, Mimi.
Oh,
that.
Nice.
I was listening to the show yesterday, and I encourage Amy to share any news she may get regarding headaches. I've been a chronic headache sufferer since childhood. That sucks. My first migraine was when I was in the fourth grade.
Ugh.
My migraines come and go, but chronic tension or hormonal headaches have been part of my life forever. It appears that my headaches have some genetic origin because my grandmother and mother have also suffered from headaches their entire lives. My oldest son appears to have gotten the gene as well, and luckily my younger son appears to have escaped the genetic curse. Recently, I went to my PCP for a few issues, one of which was to discuss my headaches.
What's a PCP?
A primary care provider.
Oh, okay.
My mother was told by her primary that she can no longer take over-the-counter medications such as Aleve, Tylenol, ibuprofen, or aspirin for her headaches because her kidneys are suffering from all the medication.
Ooh.
She was prescribed Botox for her headaches and it worked. She's been headache-free for 6 months. Due to the information she received, I wanted to discuss alternative medications, specifically natural remedies for headaches. I don't think I am at the Botox stage just yet. Unfortunately, my doctor was unaware of any and referred me to a natural healthcare store in my local neighborhood.
Hmm.
I'm going to help you, girl. First, I'm going to finish reading this. I haven't made it there yet, but I have been doing some research online. I want to start moving away from the medications that may cause bodily harm and find natural remedies. If you find out anything, Amy, please share. Additionally, my doctor suggested I keep a headache journal. Due to the fact that I have suffered for so long, I can tell the difference between a tension headache, hormonal headache, or migraine. One item that helped lessen my hormonal headaches was using an IUD for birth control as opposed to the pill.
Mm.
While I still get a week of nonstop hormonal headaches every 3 to 4 months, it is not the everyday headache that I was experiencing when on the pill a few years ago. Maybe that's an option for you, Amy. I could completely relate to everything you were discussing on the podcast, including the bounce back effect. I wish you well in this journey and hope that if you do find out more information, that it will be shared with your listeners. Thanks, gals. Love, Mimi. All right. I have a lot to share.
Okay.
That sucks. Oh, headaches just suck. God. Like low-grade chronic pain is the worst. Ugh. Or discomfort is the worst.
Yeah.
I would much rather.
Always there.
I'd much rather like break my leg.
Right.
And just go through that and have it be over.
Have it be over. Yeah.
So let's see. So my stomach's feeling way better. Mm-hmm. I am feeling way better, but I'm still having goddamn fucking headache every day. At some point, you know, like in the afternoon, at work, whatever. And so when I take Advil now, and I'll take 4 at a time, mm-hmm. like I'll get like the same kind of pain I got before I got super sick. Like I can just feel it like a little bit. I'm like, that's not good.
No.
And then the other thing my doctor prescribed me, okay, I have a funny story, is a pain reliever called Furoset, which is like a prescription. So it's pretty strong.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I can take this at work or not. Or
right.
What's it going to do? But one day I took it at work and I got totally wasted.
Ooh.
Like,
okay.
I was like all loopy. And then I was leaving work for the day and I got in the elevator with like a kind of big manager guy.
Yeah.
And I was totally, he's like making small talk with me. He's like, oh, I'm going to back to school night tonight. I'm like, back to school? Why are you going to school?
Oh,
he's like,
God.
no, it's for my kids. I'm like, but it's March. Why? And he's like, are you okay?
Oh,
I was like,
God.
I took this headache pill. It's making me kind of crazy. I'm like, it's kind of like this truth serum. Like, I'm in meetings going, that idea is really bad.
Oh, man.
He was like, He's like, can you drive home? I'm like, I don't know. Let's find out.
Oh, so shit.
And I saw him the next day. I'm like, I'm really sorry about that. He's like, you're feeling better? I'm like, yeah, I feel better.
Oh, my God. Give me some of those.
You can have it. It was pretty funny.
Okay.
So couldn't take that at work.
Nope.
Again. And then the next thing that I, the only other thing that helps me is like that, like, Vanquish or like Excedrin migraine with like huge amounts of caffeine in it, you know,
right.
And then I get so wired.
Yeah.
That's not really fun. It's fun once, but then I'm just like, you know, like shaky and like whatever.
Yeah.
So it's been really frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Also, my lovely boyfriend Tim got me, I thought it was going to be, I was like, okay, honey, whatever. A lavender scented eye pillow.
Oh, yeah. Uh huh.
I was like, whatever. It's like putting a Band-Aid on an axe wound.
Right.
But it helps. I put it in the freezer.
Oh,
it really
the freezer.
Helps. Yeah.
I was going to say helps. Microwave.
Yeah, Mimi, I don't know if you use ice on yours ever, but ice helps me.
Oh, okay.
And then if, like,
so
the combination of that and like the lavender smell is actually quite lovely.
Oh,
so
nice.
But more importantly, on Wednesday, I went to the naturopath doctor.
Okay.
So, Mimi, I don't know where you live, but I don't think you should take this on yourself. I think you should go to a professional. So if you live near any major metropolitan area, mm-hmm. there's probably some kind of alternative medicine place.
Oh, definitely.
And you should go to a naturopath.
Sure. Yeah.
And a lot, this woman has, you know, medical, I think she's been to medical school, you mm-hmm. know, and she just kind of went this other way. And she looked at I brought her some blood test results that I've had recently.
Mm-hmm.
She looked at them and she said, okay, you are borderline anemic.
Mm-hmm.
Which we all are,
you
know,
everybody is.
So low iron, low blood pressure, which mm-hmm. I've had my whole life, and really low on vitamin D.
Oh.
And she said all of these things can be contributing to headaches. And I see women, she's like, it's not uncommon. Like a lot of women have this cluster and a lot of women with chronic headaches, this mm-hmm. happens to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about the medication I'm on. We talked about what to do. And she said, she gave me a special, there's a headache diet. I mean, Mimi, you probably know this already.
Wow, I didn't know there was a
headache. But there are
diet.
Headache triggers for sure.
Like no potatoes.
No, it's I guess it depends, but it's usually like anything fermented or pickled. So no wine, okay. No beer. Aged cheese is really bad, like blue cheese and stuff.
Okay.
Garlic, olives, chocolate, a lot of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Soy sauce, miso. Mm-hmm. Because you're trying to avoid something called tyramine,
okay,
which is not something added to food. It's something that happens naturally in food, but especially when it's preserved or kind of sits around a long time.
Okay.
And that can definitely be a trigger. So she said, and she gave me, Mimi, maybe I'll email it to you. She gave me like a list of like foods that are allowed, foods to use with caution, and foods to avoid.
Okay.
Which is like bacon, like anything with nitrites or sulfites all bad. And I have to say the dessert one was really funny because it was like allowed was most things, like use with caution was like
use with caution,
you know,
whipped cream,
ice cream, chocolate, just like a little bit. Yeah. And then like avoid was mincemeat pie. I'm like, what am I going to do without my mincemeat pie?
Oh my God.
But
Merry Christmas.
Right. Life, as we know it, is not worth living. So that's helpful. And then because like I'm always like a little skeptical, like, well, we'll try the hippie stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm not like a big believer. Whatever, right. You know, so she's like, here's the diet. She's like, here's a whole bunch of supplements. She gave me
vitamin D.
She gave me an iron pill to take that won't upset my stomach. Because I said my stomach's bad, so we have to be sensitive to that. Yeah, and she's like, no, this you can take with, you know, it's like from some, I don't know what the hell it is, but it doesn't upset your stomach.
Okay.
She gave me a powder to put in my water that's supposed to help repair my stomach lining since it was messed up. She gave me something called BC.
The L-glutamine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have that?
That's what my naturopath years and years ago said.
Did you try it? I haven't tried. Yeah. That's one I haven't tried yet.
I used to take it all the time.
Okay. Yeah. So she said, try that. Something called BCQ, which I don't know what the hell that is. And, a multivitamin. So it's a lot of pills. Right.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, I'll try it.
Pills and powders.
And then she also suggested that I go to a chiropractor to like get realigned. And she recommended someone who works with pain and knows about headaches.
Oh, okay.
So far I have taken the supplements. Today was the first day I took them all. And I mean, yesterday I took them and I got a headache in the evening and I took a few hours before I went to bed and that was fine. Today I had a headache in the afternoon and then it went away a little bit.
So I'm feeling
pretty good. I also, I mean, I had a Benji and I and his friend split a huge ice cream sundae for dessert, so I had a lot of chocolate. Now I can feel it a little bit, but I just think there's something to it, like especially the food triggers. I just think there's something to it. And
might as well try it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. She's like, your blood pressure might, you know, the low blood pressure thing might really help you just in your whole life, just be less tired, you know what I mean? And just be less whatever. So, yeah. And then I'm going to see a regular internist in April. So hopefully this, you know, hopefully it'll be good because having a headache all the time sucks.
It's horrible,
It sucks. So, Mimi, you should not have this. The over-the-counter stuff will kill you. So, but definitely talk to a professional. Don't do it on your own.
Because
you don't really know what you're doing. No offense. But, you know, there's acupuncture, there's chiropractor, there's special diet, there's Botox. I've gotten Botox before.
Now, I was going to say, because you got Botox before.
I got Botox once.
Did you notice
cosmetic.
That, but did you notice that it did anything for your headaches?
Well, I didn't get it. Like, you're supposed to get it actually in your head for your headaches. It's not like you can get it, to make your wrinkles go away and then also headache. But,
Bummer.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't try it, Mimi. You're like, I'm not at that stage yet, but it sounds like you have three kinds of headaches all the time. Do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah. And these naturopaths like aren't super covered by your insurance, but
depending on your insurance.
Yeah, you might get some reimbursement, but it's worth it to not be in pain, because if you can prevent it, then you don't have to go that often. Not like you have to go all the time.
Right.
So if it's just me about some money outside at the beginning and then you can get on a good cycle, because you just have to break the pattern.
Yeah.
So that's what I have to say
about
that. Cool.
Well, I think that's some great advice.
Thank you.
And it's free advice.
And it's free.
Yeah.
But the naturopath won't be free. But tell us what happens, because I'm interested, because nobody should have headaches all the time. It stinks. And it's in my family, too, by the way.
Oh, so it might be hereditary.
Yeah. My dad's mom had chronic headaches and my mother's father had chronic headaches.
Ugh.
So it sucks.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Ugh.
I know.
You know what cures my headache?
What's that, Susan?
Shopping.
Always. Tell me about the shopping.
Okay. So how many of you out there have had to take their man shopping for clothes?
Oh, there's a lot of people raising their hands.
Yep. So I did that today. So my husband just got a new job.
Yay.
He will be traveling to France every so often.
Which is awesome, except for the bombings.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, you know, I want him to look good over there in France. When you're, right. And it's in Paris. He's got to go to Paris. So I'm like, I think we should go shopping with your money.
With your new money.
And so we went shopping today.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Deadpool, which was great. I loved it. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to walk over to Nordstrom's. It was like 3 blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
You go park the car, meet me in the men's department. So I got there first and I was like on a mission. Mm-hmm. So I just looked at everything, just started piling up stuff on my arms. And someone came over to me like, oh, can I help you with anything? And I'm like, oh no, I'm looking around, mm-hmm. finding stuff. And he goes, are you studio? Which means,
right.
like, are you working for a studio?
Right,
you're
wardrobe.
Getting, yeah,
right.
you're getting clothes for mm-hmm. a show or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like so flattered by that.
Yeah, I can see why.
I was like, oh,
are you a model?
My God. Yeah, yeah. That's how I felt. Like, yeah. oh, no, I'm just
oh,
looking for, yeah, yeah. Oh, me? Oh, that's laughable.
This yeah.
So, yeah, that was really cool. Mm-hmm. So I got all these clothes for John. He got there and he's like, oh, so you got, I'm like, yeah, I got everything. Let's go to the dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
Like he didn't even get to look around at anything.
That's
I'm
fine.
Just like, nope, just, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, why would you need to? I already looked at everything.
Right.
So we got in there and sure enough, there was some great stuff. And he put this pair of pants on from Men's Top Shop.
Mm-hmm. Men's Top Shop has nice stuff.
Yeah. He got one leg and he was like, oh, these are good.
Yeah,
these feel
know,
good. I'm
I
like,
know.
Welcome to quality.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know if Top Shop is
right.
that quality, but.
But still.
But still, it you know, it's better than, you know, $10 jeans at Sears.
Right.
So.
yeah.
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 So that was pretty cool. So we got
good.
Some stuff there.
Oh,
then we
good.
Went to H&M.
Hold on a second. What'd you get? What kind of stuff did you get?
Oh, we got, let's see, we got two nice shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the brand name of them. And two pairs of pants, like a nice black pair
mm-hmm.
and a pair of gray pants with like little rips in the knees.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, is this what the young kids are wearing these days? I'm like, yep. Rips in the
and
knees.
And the old kids.
And then at H&M, we got him a leather jacket
mm-hmm.
and a navy blue blazer
mm-hmm.
and salmon colored pants.
Mm-hmm.
Really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And then
that's great.
We were done.
So it's nice that he allows it.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Is
because
that new?
No, I've always done this for
okay.
him. But he gets very, he has a little bit of mall anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So he hates going shopping, hates going to the mall and like looking for, it's just like a huge task to him. So I'm like, I will be your personal shopper.
Yeah.
Right here.
That's awesome.
Studio.
Right. Studio. I'm studio.
So yeah, no, he likes it. He kind of, it's funny because he took this little video. I'll have to put it up on the page.
Okay.
When we got in the dressing room, he like took this little video and he's like, look at all this stuff. Like he didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So I'm directing him like, take your shoes off, take your pants off, put those pants on. Zip. Okay, let's try it with this shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, try the blazer. Nope, nope, nope.
I mean, the thing is, it's hard to explain to someone, but necessary that you have to try on a whole bunch of things to find one thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you can't just go in trying one thing and be like, this is the thing and then leave.
Yeah, no.
You have to try on like 20 things to find one thing.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. It's a task.
That's a process.
Oh, it's a process.
Yeah. I remember last year sometime I was at the mall. I had to get my computer fixed and they're like, oh, it'll be an hour and a half or whatever. I had some time to kill. And I was shopping around and I started looking at shirts that would look good on Tim. And I texted him. I'm like, can I just buy some shirts for you? And then if mm-hmm. you like them. You know, the ones you don't like, you can return. He's like, okay. I'm like, oh, it was like the best
awesome.
Step forward in our relationship.
Yeah.
I'm like, we are on a whole new level right now.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
It was so fun. I had so much fun buying him all those shirts.
Oh, I love shopping for other people.
Me too.
Yeah.
Especially dudes.
Oh,
especially
totally.
Your dude.
My dude.
Yeah. Especially your dude does belongs to you.
Yep.
It's really fun when they'll let you.
Yeah. And it's true. Like that's a whole level of trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially if they're not stubborn, like, I want to do it myself. It's like, don't do that.
My penguin button up shirt.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a penguin button up shirt. Unless you mean a shirt with penguins on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the brand penguin, which is really nice.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah, exactly. No. Okay.
No, I meant an actual, shirt with penguins on it.
Yeah, yeah. No, don't do that. it's weird how some, not our guys, but some guys just have no sense of what looks good.
They're like, shorts and flip-flops? Yeah, I look styling.
Should I wear this red shirt with these different shade of red pants? Yes, I should.
Yes, because red matches red.
Totally.
How could I not be matching right now?
And there's nothing wrong with shorts and flip-flops. That is a totally pull-offable look for a man.
Yeah.
If you do it right, if you can pull it right, off. You can pull it off.
If you have the right shirt with it.
And the right flip-flops. And the right shorts. Yep. You can totally do it. But yeah, I like that. So I'm wondering, like, other people, like your guys, women out there, like, do your guys allow you to shop for them?
Yeah.
Or do you want to shop for them? Or do they dress better than you do? They shop for you?
And you know what? I think I learned it from my mom.
Oh, really?
Because when I would go shopping with my mom, and it was always, you know, got to pick up dad some pants.
Yeah.
And shirts. And then I would get to help pick out the shirts. Uh-huh. So I was very involved with it.
Yeah.
With buying for a dad or a man very early on.
Now, my parents were the opposite.
Yeah.
Because my dad used to dress presentable.
Yeah.
Too nice, you know, totally mm-hmm. fine. There was some like clothing trade in the family, so like he knew a little bit about it, you know, whatever.
Oh, okay, yeah.
My mother, not so much. Oh. Like she had two speeds, which were like super fancy looking awesome.
Yep.
And bag lady. Like that was about it, you know. Yeah. So she went, and super fancy looking awesome is like 5% of the time, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
So mostly bag lady, you know? And like mostly like garage sales. She's like, do you like my jeans? They're wear a quarter. I'm like, I can tell. You know why? Because they're stonewashed.
Yeah.
They have zippers at the bottom.
And there's a cum stain on them.
And they don't fit you right. Yeah. It's like, but they were a quarter. I'm like, I know. Your shirt has stains on it, you know.
Let's have a talk.
So my dad and I, sometimes together, sometimes just him, would go and like try to find her like nice looking in between clothes.
Oh.
Like presentable, like, oh, going to lunch with a friend or going to the movies, you know. Because sometimes she would get upset. She'd be like, oh, I went out today and I ran into someone I knew and I look like crap, you know, and blah, 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 blah. And we're like, well, you need better clothes.
Yeah.
So he and I sometimes would go and like get her that stuff. And the biggest fights between my parents. Because she didn't like it or she wouldn't wear it. Or she's like, I'll never wear it. Or sometimes it was too expensive. I remember one Hanukkah, huge fight. I was in my bedroom, but I heard them fighting
because
he spent too much money. The clothes were too nice. She didn't like them enough. He got super frustrated with her. So it was always a thing. That's why I remember she was obsessed with jeans for so long.
Yeah.
Because like finally she like same thing with Moth. Like she put her leg in one. She's like, oh, these are really nice.
My God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
it's like she's never going back to
she's getting there.
Garage sale jeans.
She's oh no, she still will.
Oh, she still will.
She's like, oh, I'll just wear my schleppy garage sale ones, you know, for every day. And these I'm like, no, you can wear these every day.
Yeah.
These are for every day.
Yeah.
They're not just for dress up.
Right.
You know? It's okay to look nice every day. Or presentable anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I used to pick out my dad's Sunday clothes. Like when
really?
We go to church.
Aw.
When I got old enough, he would ask me, like, you want to pick out my Sunday suit?
Oh, that's cute.
And I'd pick out the pants and the shirt and the tie.
That's very sweet.
It was my favorite.
Yeah.
I love doing that.
That's very sweet.
I tried to buy him a shirt at H&M today because there's like little airplanes all over it, little biplanes.
For your dad?
For my dad. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, God, this is perfect for him. And I got up to the register and I was like, oh, shit. He won't wear long sleeve shirts. He only wears short sleeve
shirts. Oh, that's too bad.
Fuck. And then I'm like, could I cut the sleeves off and hem them?
No.
Can't.
No. Sorry, Dad.
So I put it back.
Sorry, Susan, Dad.
Yeah. It was the last one left, too. But oh, well.
Oh, well. You lose. Wear some long sleeve shirts. You could have a new shirt.
Yeah.
Too bad for you.
Yep. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Did you ever date someone who dressed really badly?
Besides my husband?
Yeah.
No, he did not dress badly. Let me just clear that up right now.
It's just dress badly. It's just a little bit.
The first date that we went on, he was wearing this light blue polyester button-up shirt from like 1972. But I looked past that.
Yeah, and here you are. You're married. So, yeah.
That shirt, I think, is still in the closet. Like, you can't throw that out.
No, can't throw that away. First date shirt.
Yep.
I'm going to say Jeff won again.
Oh, really? Just no?
Sometimes not so good. I mean, sometimes fine. So other times just like, he had like jorts, you know? I mean, it was the 90s, but men shouldn't wear jorts. Like hemmed jorts.
Hemmed? Oh, God, no.
I think he had some pleated white shorts. Oh. Just,
did he wear a sweater around his neck? Like a little cape?
Sounds like that, doesn't he?
Like a Superman cape?
No.
With the pleated white shorts?
He didn't.
And topsiders?
No. God, topsiders.
With
can't
pink
see.
Socks?
No. He wasn't quite that bad. But, okay. You know, it wasn't... I'd seen better in my day.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know where else fashion matters?
Where?
At Coachella.
It does. So hot. It matters that you wear as little as possible.
So there's like all the stores are now showing like Coachella fashions.
Mm-hmm.
And Coachella, if you don't know what Coachella is, it's a music festival in the desert near Palm Springs.
And it's totally a thing.
It's like $500 for a ticket.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's 2 weekends.
$500.
Yeah, it's $500. It will, if you can get tickets when tickets go on sale, they're like $375 or something like that.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
So it's like 3 days of music.
Yeah. And I am, by the way, checking my email while Susan talks.
Yeah, that's cool.
But
you
I am
can,
listening to you.
You can camp there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just basically full of a bunch of people listening to music and like high on drugs, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I might
and
be
sweating.
Going. And sweating and like forgetting suntan lotion or sunscreen and
being mad.
Yeah.
And
being
high.
Like super douchey guys.
I mean, like, we're Coachella. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I might be going.
Yeah. I'm never going.
But because I've never gone before.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine is going and she's like, we should go. And I'm like, okay. Like, they rent a house. But now she's not super sure that she's going. So I'm like, well, you know what? Either way, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
If they go, I'll go. If they don't, then I will not.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, so all the stores have these like Coachella fashions. And it's basically like these Southwest inspired.
Yeah, what is it? I picture
boho
like
Southwest.
A tube top and like a super long
like fringe,
floor brushing skirt and like some kind of cowboy hat and like feathery earrings.
Yeah, pretty much that.
None of which I would be
little
seen
halter
dead in.
Tops. Yeah. So I'm like, fuck it. If I go to Coachella, I'm wearing a tank top and shorts.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Wear your bikini top and shorts.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Don't care.
And a snarl on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's totally become a thing with a look and like a this and a that.
It's all about looking super awesome.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No.
You're going to be way too hot.
I don't care. Nobody cares about me there. Fuck them.
Totally.
I'll be invisible.
Invisible. Yeah.
So I'll definitely give updates on if I'm going.
Yeah. Now, weren't you supposed to be in Mexico last week or something?
I was going to go to Mexico because my friend Jessica was, her husband was maybe not going to be able to go with them on this trip to, it's like an hour outside of Cancun.
Mm.
So, because he got this really great job offer do for cinematography or something like that, or AD or something, I don't know. So she's like, oh my God, Susan, you have to come with me. I'm like, yeah, I do. And it was during spring break.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh my God, that'd be perfect. And it ended up not happening though.
Oh, yeah. Oh well, that was...
So I was sad, but I was very glad that their whole family got to go together.
Yeah, that's good.
So that
that's
was nice.
Better.
Yeah.
You know what we haven't talked about in a while?
What's that?
We haven't had a sex talk in a while.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we should...
Let's talk about sex,
let's
baby.
Let's do it. Do we have anything to talk about?
Oh, shit. Do we?
I think some people should get... First of all, I would like to have some topics from our listeners. Do you guys have any sex topics?
Oh, yeah, please.
We kind of need a prompt at the moment.
My vibrator is still broken.
Oh, Susan.
I know.
Is it broken or does it need new batteries?
No, I tried... That's how I broke it.
Changing the batteries?
Yeah, okay. Because the batteries wouldn't come out. So I was banging it on the countertop to shake the batteries out. And then.
Why don't you get a new one?
I just don't have any time.
You don't have time to go on Amazon and order a new vibrator?
Well, I want to go to... No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, you do.
I just...
I'm tough loving you right now.
I know.
I'm doing
Thank
an intervention.
You.
Doing a vibrator intervention.
All right. Will you just order one for... Or no.
Yeah.
Do the research for me.
Yeah.
And send me one.
Yeah. What are your needs?
Well, I had the bunny rabbit.
And you liked it?
I did like it.
Okay. Was it too much?
It may have been a little too girthy.
Mm.
Yeah. So.
Because you like the both of the sensations. You like the spot and
the double vibrator.
The inner working.
Yeah. The inner workings.
And then
and
the outer workings. Okay.
Yeah. All the workings.
Okay.
Together.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought of something so gross I can't even say it on this podcast.
Okay.
All right. There
All
you
right,
go.
There okay. you go. I think you should just say it.
I was gonna say Anna's little arms that reach up and squeeze her tits. Oh, that was gross. Okay. Inner workings and outer workings, but not too thick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can do.
All right.
That is out. That vibrator's out there. That is. Those
I
are
know.
Not too many demands.
I know.
Yeah.
And I spent like $50 on that thing.
Yeah.
Or was it 60?
Maybe. 50,
we got
60.
It when we went to San Diego. That
yeah,
one time.
I remember.
Yeah.
I
you
remember
were
well.
Drunk off your ass.
Yeah, I remember lying down in the shoe department.
Yep.
Yeah. On the couch. And
on
people
the
are like, you really want to lay there?
Couch.
I know, totally. Yeah.
You're like, I don't care.
I don't, totally.
Are you guys ready to go?
Can we go now?
Yeah. That was hilarious.
All right. Yeah, you need a new one.
So we went to a sexy club. Do you remember me talking about Cloak and Dagger?
I do.
It's a private club.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not private. It's exclusive.
Okay.
So I know there's a fine line there. Mm-hmm. But Cloak and Dagger, you have to have a card to get in.
Mm-hmm.
We went, they're starting to do a show there that is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's different every time. So two of our neighbors went with us. Me and John went and we're like waiting. We're like, okay, when is the show? 'Cause there's going to be this show upstairs. They're like 11:30. So we're like, okay, we got to get there 11:30. So it didn't start until like 12 or 12:30. I can't remember. And it was really cool. It was this couple dancing,
mm-hmm.
doing like a tango. And there was a live cellist and
oh,
violinist.
Cool. Oh, wow.
And they did this like sexy tango.
Mm.
And what else happened then? Yeah, that was it. It was really cool, though. Very sexy. And the mm-hmm. girl... The man was kind of like taking the clothes off of the girl very slowly, but, you know, in a tango violent style.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah. So it was really cool. It was like, wow. And like after they were done, everyone clapped and it was really cool. And then there was going to be another show.
Mm-hmm.
So a picture that we had seen on Instagram from Cloak and Dagger showed like two half naked girls like doing wax play. So wax
like
play
waxing
like
each other, like a bikini wax.
Oh my god, that
I'm
gonna be
wax
play.
Your mustache. It's gonna be super hot.
No, they take a candle and drip hot wax
on
the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sensation thing, and so we're like, oh, cool. Maybe it's gonna be those girls because we saw them. We saw those same two girls like downstairs. So the next show is gonna be at I think 1 o'clock or something like that. So we're like, okay. We better get up there.
Mm-hmm.
So we went upstairs, like stood in position because it got really crowded the first show and there's all these people and you could like barely see. You had to like move your head and
that.
Stand on your tiptoes.
It sucks to be short for those.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. And so we're waiting. There's like nothing there. Nobody's coming. And then they move the candles to the, like as a little, like fence. So they made like this little fence of candles. So to move the audience back. And then this girl sat in a chair. She had these like ropes on her. She wasn't tied up.
Was she naked?
No, she was wearing like I don't remember what she was wearing. Something small and skimpy.
Okay.
But then she had all these ropes tied on her arms and around her stomach or like around her belly area, but she wasn't tied up.
Okay.
So basically the show was, and there was no live music. It was just recorded DJ music. The show was this guy came up and was like taking the ropes off of her. And it was really like anticlimactic and boring and
no
stupid.
No wax. Okay.
There was no nothing. Mm-hmm. Like she was sitting in a chair and he was just taking the ropes off of her arms and her belly.
Okay.
And that was it.
That sounds boring.
Super boring. Mm-hmm. And we're like, what the f-? And then we like turned around and the wax girls came up and sat and watched the performance and they had wax all over them. So they did the wax thing downstairs.
Oh, bummer.
While we were upstairs watching
that's a bummer.
This stupid show.
Yeah.
So we're like, meh.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
That was not a good sex story.
No.
No.
Sorry.
That's okay.
But
all right, we need
was,
topics.
Yeah.
We need topics, people.
But we
give
still
us
love Cloak and Dagger. We super love it. We're like, fuck, we missed it. But we're going next Tuesday.
Okay, good.
So
that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Cloaky and daggery. So you know what? Sex is really the best if you feel good about yourself And you might feel good about yourself if you are in shape and get exercise.
That's true.
And if you're in shape and get exercise, a good thing to do that is with a Fitbit.
Oh, a Fitbit.
I have some Fitbit stories because I got one.
You got one. When did you get one? Because I think you told me about this.
I actually got one before I got sick.
Yeah.
And then I just had to use it.
Like, sorry, Fitbit.
But I'm back on the Fitbit.
Okay.
And I have a very complicated relationship with this thing.
Okay. Is it the bracelet kind?
No, I got the dork kind that you put on your pants because it was cheaper.
Okay.
So I'm walking around like a fucking dork with this thing on my pants.
Right.
And so on the one hand, it is motivating for sure. On the other hand, it's like kind of takes over your life a little bit.
Really?
Well, you can sync it up with the app on your phone.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So then you can go in and you can see it shows you where you like took like you have intense effort or regular effort. You can see like, oh, that's where I was walking to my car. That's where I was walking to lunch. That's where I was walking up the stairs in the morning. You know, so I'm definitely exercising more than I have been for sure, because you want to get, you're supposed to get that 10,000 steps a day, which is so hard.
Oh my God. I don't think I have even done that. I may have done that once.
I did it once. I did it on Tuesday and I was exhausted.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm like, God. I have shin splints. I'm exhausted. I don't want to do that again tomorrow. That sucked, you know? And then I also, like, there's other exercises a person can do, like push-ups or sit-ups or whatever.
Right.
But I'm like, these don't count as steps.
Right.
Should I just keep walking? You know what I mean?
Right. Like, yeah. You're like, I'm lifting 5-pound weights over my head.
Right. Like, I'm doing 60 sit-ups or whatever, but my Fitbit's not recording it. I guess they have a special kind.
I think
kind.
The expensive one that goes on your wrist does your
it does your heart rate. Yeah. It does.
That's the kind I want to get.
Me too, but I already got the cheap-ass kind. But, and I can't stop tapping at it. And then it shows you how many calories you burn that day, which is kind of handy. Like, I realized that I burn a very steady amount of calories every day, about the same amount, which is good.
Okay.
But I kind of hate it. I'm like, oh, I feel like a loser because I only walked this many steps today and whatever. Like, I can get to 8 or 9 pretty easily, 8 or 9,000, 10,000 really hard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have a new walk now I'm doing in the morning that has, like, it's all hilly. And then there's like a flight of 220 stairs, like in the middle that I'm doing. I'm like, I'm doing it. I know.
Wow.
What the hell? And then this morning, like every day, at night I put the Fitbit on my night table, you know? And my cat was side-eyeing it like, I'm going to kill you, Fitbit. And then this morning it was gone.
Oh.
Could not find it. And I was like, what's the point of life? Like, every step I take is wasted. Because it is not recorded. So I don't know what to, I'm like, should I even take a walk? Should I bother doing anything?
Oh my God.
I know. And then I found it.
Oh, and you're
but
like
I want to tell it, God. Like, no, I've only had you on for half the day. It's not that bad.
Right,
you know?
Right, totally. Right. Oh, my God. You're, like, chained to it now.
I know. It's terrible. I'm sure I'll get tired of it at some point.
Oh, yeah. You'll get bored and it'll be like, eh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But so far, a lot of walking.
Yeah.
I feel good.
All right.
And resentful.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to take a goddamn walk today. Like, oh, I just took that walk. How could it only be 3/4 of a mile?
I know.
I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm sweaty.
Right.
Yeah. So I have a fake Fitbit.
A faux
Fitbit. My classroom. Did I already talk about this thing?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about
so
it again.
It was through UNICEF.
Mm-hmm.
You can get them at Target. So it's just a little wristband and it tells you how many steps you took. It does nothing fancy.
It doesn't have the app or anything?
It kind of does, but it doesn't tell you anything other than what the wristband tells you.
Yeah.
So it's like basically how many steps, and it earns points to get
food packets children,
for the malnourished children.
The goddamn children, right?
Yeah. Yes, the goddamn children.
The goddamn hungry children.
So I've been wearing it, and it's true. Like, I've been walking more
because
at lunchtime at school, I'll walk around the block to Starbucks instead of driving.
Mm-hmm, good for you.
Even though, like, Starbucks is, like, literally a block and a half away. And I usually drive it.
And I totally support that.
But now I walk. Now I walk. So yay me.
Yay you.
But it still can't get up to 10,000 a day.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's really hard.
I mean, I think I have to.
But it vibrates. It like gives a little signal every time you walk 2,500 steps.
And you need a new vibrator. So just jog in place and then put it on your crotch.
Yeah, it just is like, voop,
like the voop, saddest
and then,
thing.
Yeah, that would be. I would rather use my electric toothbrush.
Yeah, totally. I think to get it, I would have to wake up early enough to. I think I would need to walk 2 miles in the morning every morning, and then I could get the rest of the steps during the day.
Yeah,
but I'd have to wake up earlier to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm already waking up early.
If I walked around more in my classroom, I could probably do it.
I'm surprised how much I walk at work. Like the work days, like there's a lot of walking.
Oh, good.
Just like at work and then like to lunch and then I park across the street. You know, there's a lot of walking back and forth.
Yeah.
Whatever. Mm. Anyway.
Does this have, do you also have the thing where you can compete with friends?
Yeah, I haven't done that yet because I'm going to lose every day.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll do it so I can be more resentful and now, more motivated.
Is it the Fitbit brand? Like, don't you have to all have the same?
Yeah, but most people have it except for people like you.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to get one, though. I talked my husband into it. I'm like, we should do this because I think it'll be, if he has one, it'll be motivating for me.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk him into one. He has one and he lost it. Oh. He got it as a prize for doing something. And we went for a walk last week. I'm like, okay, come on, let's go for a walk. Maybe it was earlier this week. And we went on the hilly walk. Like, he is a naturally athletic guy, but he has not exercised in a long time. Uh-huh. Still better shape than me.
Yeah.
He's like powering up the hill. I'm like,
you're like,
I know. Wait. I'm like, God damn you. But then the next day he's like, oh, my calves are stiff. I'm like, mine feel fine.
Uh-huh. I was going slower.
Exactly. I do it more often. So the last thing we've talked today about today is a book review from me, Book Nook, which is also sort of related to exercise.
Yeah, kind
of. I'm still doing the thing with the iPad where I have to read trashy books. I have such a collection there now of trashy fucking books. Because I can't read a quality. I don't know why I feel like I cannot read a quality book on the iPad. They have to read trash. So I bought and read. It was actually a lot better than I thought it was going to be. A memoir called Big Girl.
Okay.
By a woman named Kelsey Miller, maybe?
Okay.
Who's young. She wrote it when she was 29. And she was fat, very fat person. And
hence the title.
Fat her whole life and just kind of struggling with it her whole entire life. And she started a diet. She decided to stop. She had this big moment of clarity and decided to stop dieting and do this thing called intuitive eating.
Okay.
Which is like, and she worked with a coach and everything. Like she had to unlearn so many stuff, which is to stop emotional eating and stop dieting and go back to eating like you did when you were like 4 or 5.
Oh, okay.
Where you didn't have like issues connected to food and you just ate what sounded good and stopped when you were full and knew that there'd be more tomorrow. You know, it was actually really, really interesting to hear because she went into a lot about how her relationship with food started and how she used it for comfort and she used it for this and for that. And then all the diets and like when you start thinking of food as good or bad, you know, you're going to really mess yourself up.
Yeah.
You're really going to mess yourself up. Yeah. You're like, okay, well, I only ate this. I was good today. Mm-hmm. But yesterday I was bad and I had this and that. And it was pretty interesting. And she said when she started this intuitive dieting thing with this woman who's just like, you can eat whatever you want. Just do it. You know, that it was really scary.
Yeah.
For the first pretty much 2 weeks, she only ate carbs. She had all potatoes and french fries and bread and rice and everything. And then one day she woke up and she wanted like scallops on greens. You know, like your body will just kind of start naturally craving vegetables or whatever it is you need. So I don't know that she lost. And then she worked with a trainer and exercised a ton. I don't know that she lost a ton of weight. It wasn't like she posted before and after pictures. You know, I think she lost weight. I don't know if she got super thin, but I think she got happier and more comfortable with herself and was able to work through some of her issues. You know, she realized how much she needed to distract herself with food. And then when she wasn't doing food, even she had like the TV on all the time and her headphones in all the time and just how much she was trying to not like just be present where she was, you know,
trying
to
kind of
work through that. Yeah. So it was pretty interesting. I recommend it. It was better than I thought it would be.
Nice.
So if you want something kind of light to read, that's sort of semi-educational, it was good.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we have one last thing.
We do?
We have an interview that I would like to share with our listeners.
Okay.
I went to a Shepherd Fairey opening quite a while ago.
Why don't you tell people who that is?
Shepherd Fairey is the artist that did the Obama Hope kind of iconic.
Yeah. We all know that. Yeah. The iconic icon.
So my husband went to school with him, went to college. It wasn't the same year, but they were there during the same time and were not close friends, but, you know, went to parties and stuff.
Right, of course.
So I wanted to interview him for the show and ask him about his dealings with art and being arrested for his art because he started as kind of a graffiti artist. Not so much a graffiti artist, but what they used to do in art school was make stickers and kind of bomb up places with stickers.
Right.
So you may have seen Andre the Giant,
Yeah, I remember. Oh, those Andre the Giant ones.
Andre the Giant, that was his. Mm-hmm. And now he like has this huge company. He's got a clothing line called Obey. You've probably heard of that.
Okay.
And let's
that Obama thing was a big deal.
Oh yeah, it was huge. Yeah. Let's go ahead and play that little interview. It's only like a minute long.
Hey, Because Show listeners, I'm here at YouTube Studios with Shepard Fairey at his art thing, and I'm going to ask him a question. Shepard, what is it like to be arrested for art?
Well, being arrested can be unpleasant for a lot of reasons, but when I'm arrested doing my art, it makes me feel that much more strongly that I'm doing the right thing, because I'm paraphrasing, but I heard a quote once that was something along the lines of, lawyers use the truth to tell a lie, and artists use lies to tell the truth, and the truth threatens a lot of people. So I feel like I'm on the right track when I'm being arrested for my art.
That is fucking awesome. I hope one day to be arrested for my art. Thank you, Shepard Fairey.
Thank you.
That was really nice. Yeah. I liked that little interview.
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So, yeah, I like his view on, you know, telling, you know, lies to tell the truth.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that too.
Mm-hmm. So
Let's get arrested for art.
I don't actually hope to be arrested for art, but I don't know, it'd be kind of kick ass.
Well, spirit, not the letter.
Yeah,
metaphorically arrested for your metaphorical art.
Yeah.
Just have that attitude. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
We should all do that.
Definitely. He was in the movie, what is it, the Banksy movie? I think Exit Through the Back Door.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, Through the Gift Shop.
Exit Through the Gift Shop. Yeah. Yeah, he Exit Through the Back Door.
That's something else.
That's a porno. yeah, he was in that movie, and it was really good. I really liked that movie a lot.
Me too. I think we have to wrap up the show right now.
I think we do.
I think it's time.
Falling asleep.
Yeah, I know. We're pretty tired over here.
We need more sex talk, you guys.
Yeah, we do. Give us some topics. We need it. We need your help.
We need your help.
Breaking the seal.
We've got some spring cleaning to do.
Yes, we do.
Of spring cleaning of topics.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
Adding. We need to do some spring shopping, actually.
Spring shopping.
To add some new topics.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
All right, everybody.
Let us know what topics we should talk about.
And you can tell us on the Facebook page would be the best place. You could also email us. Our email is becauseshow@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Instagram at The Because Show. There you go.
Oh, that's true. The Facebook page is where things happen, though. So
yeah,
go there.
Facebook page is where we pay most attention to.
And you should like us on Facebook because we like you.
Yeah.
And also like us on iTunes. That's kind of important.
Yeah,
or
like
rate us on iTunes because, you know, that would bring us up to the top.
That would be nice.
Yes, it would. All right, everybody. We're going to talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right. Love ya.
Love you guys.
Bye. Bye.
You fucked up. I don't even want you. Can't believe I wrote another song about you. Hey, you made another mistake. Now you know I'm not the type that you could replace. Hey, I don't even want you. And I noticed that I'm better off without you.
Oh, it's still recording. Still recording. Okay.